Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let us enter in this morning. Give him God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh Lord, as we come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty head. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will have your way, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now, oh God. We come casting all our cares and fears and our burdens down, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come seeking and worship kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, change it, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we didn't come to be the same on today. We come to receive change in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind, oh God, and all that are here in souls on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, and bring change, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you didn't have to know what you did. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, calling up right now, oh God. Lord, that you are with us, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We study your word, oh God, as we come surrendering all over to you this morning, oh God. Your word is as we confess our sins, oh God. You are faithful and just to forgive us. We study your word in 1 John 1:9, amen. You said we confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of righteousness. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, God, our Savior, and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, Father, we go and blemish free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, move the city on this floor today, oh God, touch the heart of the minister, oh God, and we'll bring the world forth of today, oh God. Bring the minister of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, Father, oh Lord, touch the hearts of those, oh God, who are loved and loved, oh God. Lord, I'm all covered, oh God. Oh, Jesus came to heal the broken heart. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would mend the broken hearts on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, that it is broken, amen.
We give you praise. praise, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you. He does with us all today. That we will make you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us because you, oh Lord, your ways, oh God, are earth is sufficient. And because of your mercy, oh God, that the voice of us, oh God, today, we give you praise and we give you honor. Amen. We thank you, Lord, God, that you are a good God. You are a merciful God. And you never leave us. Continue to follow us, oh God, the good way of faith. Give us a leader, oh God. And we receive, hallelujah, right now, by faith of victory. Because Christ Jesus has conquered the world. And we have Christ and Christ is in us. So we declare to God that we are victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, as we pray right now, oh Lord, bless us here and deliver and change our lives today from all of us. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. And release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us be able to press on to win, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, right now. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Amen. Breakthrough, oh God, in our strength. Breakthrough in our finances. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our healing. Breakthrough in our deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is a culture of greater glory and altitude in you, Holy Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We declare the prayer of healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ, for Jesus has borne all sickness and diseases, and by his stripes we are healed, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, we will not receive any counterfeits or substitutes. We declare the crown of goodness and the entry of the Lord, our God. Praise through in the final life, bringing healing and deliverance, peace, joy, and happiness, and prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough for the show. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the covenant, we'll deliver all our souls. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, for your word that says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for lifting up a standard for your children this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the arms of the evil worship. We fall at the tongue of the evil speaker in front of us. We deafen the ears of the evil listener. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you have given us the power of God and the so we're speaking to you, Father, on your feet, your words, and die of the Holy God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak a man every spirit of awakening in our bloodline. In the name of Jesus Christ, come by the Holy Spirit. We speak to the spirit of infirmity, affliction, fallen and disease, and pain and discomfort, Lord. And we command you to peace your works and pray at the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit, spirit of oppression and depression, worry and fear. We command you to spirit of dissonance and rebellion, disobedience, and we command you to peace your works and pray at the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of lust and perversion, greed and gluttony, gossip. And we command you to peace your works and die at the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we come against every self-righteousness, spirit of self-critical, self-critical, and we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we come against every sinless spirit, every unteachable spirit right now, spirit of confusion, spirit of destruction, spirit of procrastination and stagnation. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, and we agree in the covenant that we are delivered from this spirit, and we are free, and we command you not to enter us again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come into the spirit of unforgiveness right now. Strife and wrath. Hallelujah, anger. We command you to cease your words and die at the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and leave our bodies in the normal way. We decree in the prayer right now that we are delivered from the spirit of hallelujah, lack and death and poverty. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cloud in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the prayer right now that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We thank you for the Lord. Father God, we bless your holy name. Right now, by faith, we receive right now the oil of joy for morning, the garment of praise from the spirit of heaven itself. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are the trees of righteousness planted by the Lord, our God. Oh Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine provision for our life and those that are online today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine order in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, let it be so, God. When things have been out of order, oh God, oh, Lord, command us to get in order right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is so by faith that we shall receive it because we believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, glorify, sanctify our mind and also, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. That you keep us in perfect peace. Let our thoughts be holy, God, and your righteous, oh God. My Lord, my God, we benefit the spiritualness and operate in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We will destroy right now every stronghold and soul, God. Every stronghold right now. We destroy you right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we declare the presence of this soul, and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us on today, Father God, so that we can receive right now, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for loving us. Oh, Lord, we love you, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, to your name. We thank you, Lord God. We come against the spirit of manipulation right now. We command you to cease your words and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We pray the protection of our children right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you encamp your warring angels around our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, protecting them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Father God, we pray for every marriage on today that you ordain, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask for God that you will bless and favor the marriages, oh God, that you will ordain right now. We come against divorce right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, of them separation right now, confusion, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare and declare that you are blessed, and every marriage of God is blessed and is prospered, amen? In God's goodness, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Have your way, God. We thank you, Lord, right now. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God, for our life is not our own. It belongs to you. And we give it to you right now for eternity, oh God. And Lord, we ask for your help right now as we put on the full armor, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mighty armor that you have provided for us. We put on us right now the full armor, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we choose to use against the force of evil in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for our feet, the center of the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, it's your blessing, it's your full armor, God, and we cover ourselves on today. Yes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we ask that you remove every delay to our blessing. Lord, remove every delay to our healing, oh God. Remove every delay to our deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're believing for the miracle on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 6:18. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bind them in our presence, everyone that we're praying for today, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose them to where Jesus pins them, and we bind them in command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. And those that are traveling on the road today, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for all, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you bless all that are going and coming on today. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, and highway, airway. Amen. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into as a driver or a passenger. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. We declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ protects us and saves us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Father God, we know you to be a God of turnaround, so Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Well, things are going the wrong way, oh God, we ask that you turn around to go in the right direction, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, things are going up and it should go down, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you turn it around right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Well, the doctor said no, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will say yes. We decree and declare that we shall live and not die. We come against the spirit of premature death of all kinds. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to cease your works in our families, in our bloodline right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of never. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. God, cause us right now with the Holy Ghost, with your fire, oh God. Send us a fire with the Holy Ghost, God. Make it become me the contagion, oh God. That anyone that will run, oh God, that they will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. All our children are bones, oh God, right now. Bring healing to our body, restoring every organ, every cell, every ligament, and every tissue. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're the head of our life and the lift up of our heads, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that on today that you heard our prayers and your counsel, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for dispersing your holy angel, oh God, to war against any spirit of God in the heaven to stop for prayers being answered. We thank you for answering prayers this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in the cloud that it is so, and it shall be no other way, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We declare in the cloud right now, our Savior, record-breaking miracles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven today. That your Father bless the fun, the life of your children. That we won't have a whole enough to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your miracle working power on this life today. Bringing healing to our bodies, peace to our minds. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver us from all our struggles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and all our fears. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We give it all over to you, Father God. We put it all in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. And we walk in peace, the peace that you give and the peace of the world. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We open up your mouth and give God our praise this morning. Will you put on this anointing right now, this high and this service in the name of Jesus Christ? Will you clap your hands and stomp your feet, giving God our praise? Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on, church. Give it all to God right now because he is worthy of your praise. Amen. But just as who he is, amen, who is God in your life, and you believe it, amen, you already know that you're a conqueror, that you're victorious in Christ Jesus. If you believe in the blood, hallelujah, that has saved you, amen, will you just give him glory on today? Will you just praise him? Will you open up your mouth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God, because he is able to do all things, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If it had not been for God on our side,
yes,
where would we be this morning? All of us have already cooled in our grave, but God has kept us this day.
Amen.
Will you just shout glory?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may cannot see you, but God can see you. Will you give him praise today because he has kept you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, for keeping us.
Thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Just know that I'm already a conqueror. Just know I'm already victorious because I'm in Christ. I should not fear what man can do.
Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody. I'm going to give God our praise right now. Right where you are, my Lord, my God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father. Welcome
you.
This morning. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Welcome this morning to our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you.
Yes, welcome. Welcome every single one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to welcome every single body here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us right now. Thank you for coming to Sunday service. Hallelujah. I want to welcome every single body that's here from Houston, Texas. We just want to say thank you for being here in attendance with us, and we thank you for welcoming us into your homes as well. In the name of Jesus, we welcome every single body, every single one from New York, from the East Coast, Uncle Joel, Aunt Beatrice, and all the other friends and family members that are there in New York City, and in Brooklyn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome every single one here from Chicago, Illinois. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you for being here, Minister Learn. In Illinois. We thank you for being here. Thank every single one that's here from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Every single one that's here from Shreveport, Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and all the surrounding areas. We just want to say welcome. Thank everyone for being here. You know, if it is your first time here in Sunday service with us, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you and pray with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray for you. So if you would, on your telephone, please press 1. Press 1 and we will open up your line and we will personally welcome you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
A few people that press 1.
Yeah, we do already have a few.
But you can actually
say 1. Yeah, just keep pressing 1. We see we have quite a few guests this morning, so we thank every single one of you. If you would press 1, we'll open up your lines here. If you would like to speak.
Yes, we want to welcome you. Press 1. Yes, we'd like to welcome all our guests this morning. Welcome. Like my husband said, press 1. We do see that some of you already pressed 1 before we said it. So I don't know if you want to come through. So what we'll do, we'll open up your line. If you did not, we'll close it right back up, okay? Amen. Glory to God. I believe Sister Connie Northern, I think you just pressed 1.
Yes.
I don't think you have any, did you have anything you want to say, Sister Connie?
No, good morning. But I didn't press 1.
Good morning. What did you say?
Anyway. I didn't press anything.
Oh, okay, if I was you in on 1. Okay, no problem. Good morning.
Good
God bless you, Sister Connie. Yes, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Phone number, area code 718, last 4 digits, 5191.
Amen. Welcome. Good morning. Amen.
713.
Okay, area code 713, last 4 digits of your telephone number is 4103. We welcome you this morning. Welcome. Amen. We welcome every single one, every single body. Area code 281, last 4 digits of your telephone number is 5026. We welcome you this morning. Amen. Area code 847. Amen. 847. Last 4 digits of your telephone number is 4628. Amen.
Minister Learn.
Hallelujah. Okay, area code 281. Last 4 digits of your telephone number is 9159. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, we would like to welcome every single one. Keep on pressing 1. Amen. We'd like to welcome you. Area code 281. Last 4 digits of your telephone number is 6316. Amen. We welcome you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Amen. 6316.
They were saying something. Go ahead. We didn't hear you. Go ahead. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much for the welcome, and I welcome God's Holy Spirit into my house, which is my heart, today. I pray that we all receive something. I know I'm going to get something here. That's why I'm tuned in. This is Gina Black.
Amen. I know this voice. This is Margina.
Yes.
Margie,
thank you. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless you.
We pray that God will continue to bless you and grow you. We pray for divine direction for your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
We praise the favor of God upon your life. Amen. We pray that God will surprise you home today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that God will open up doors that no man can close. Amen. Doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of good relationships, great opportunities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that does all things but fail.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe it, so shall it be unto you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
We declare something good is going to happen today.
Hallelujah.
Margina, we just so happy to hear your voice this morning. So that just opens me up to say something good is going to happen today.
Amen.
Because we have friends and family members that is near and dear to us. What is the service? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 713. Last four digits of your telephone number 0553. We welcome you this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Man of God. Amen. This is Brother Jeremy.
Welcome. What's your name?
Jeremy Williams.
What's your name?
Jeremy Williams.
Yes. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. We want to just pray for God to continue to bless your life. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you. We decree and declare supernatural strength, supernatural blessing, supernatural favor upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus' mighty name, to God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you and welcome
Amen.
To the
glory.
Amen. Amen. Area code 713.
Yes, area code 713. Last four digits of your telephone number is 7475. We welcome you this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the word. That's an awesome prayer this morning. My name is Kevin Moses from Houston, Texas.
Amen. Welcome, Brother Kevin Moses.
Amen. Yeah, we welcome you this morning, Brother Kevin Moses.
Amen. Was there something you wanted to say, Brother Moses?
Just pray for my family in New Orleans, in Louisiana, and pray for the families with this coronavirus. My heart go out to every hurting person that's going through something.
Amen. We come into agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the protection of the Lord over your family in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hallelujah.
And other parts of Louisiana right now. We decree and declare healing upon the land right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask, oh God, oh Father God, that you would heal the land, touch the heart and minds of your children, Father God. We pray for your protection, oh God, that all will be protected from this coronavirus, oh God, and any other virus that is out there known and unknown to men. We decree and declare that we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so. And it shall be no other way. We pray for your life. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you, that God will continue to bless you, that God will continue to show you, that God will open up your eyes to see great and mighty and receive from him in a mighty way, that you will walk in the calling that God has placed upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And that you will not look back, that you will trust what God has called you to do. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And by faith, receive it right now in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. God
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Moses. We thank God
thank
for
you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to make sure we didn't miss anyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Carter, did we do this one yet? 713. We did? Okay, just making sure because some of my did skip. Hallelujah. I want to make
Amen.
Sure you got everyone. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, once again. We're going to prepare at this time to receive one song here, and then we're going to have every morning on our 10 o'clock service, if it's your first time here with us, we have communion every Sunday service at 10 a.m. We have two services. We have a 10 a.m. and a 2 p.m., but at 10 a.m., we take all the communion every Sunday. So if you can gather your things, take communion with us this morning and join in with us as we take communion, it would be great. Hallelujah. We welcome every guest. And we want to, we have Brother Joe here.
There's one more, just one second that I want to welcome. I want to welcome Sister Evangelist Kim Emily Rufford that is here with us this morning. And I would like to welcome every single minister, you know, that is in attendance with us this morning. We thank you for being here, you know, and for helping us to be able to lead this charge in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York this morning. Amen. And then we're going to have our communion. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Brother Joe Washington.
Good morning. I'm just so glad to be with y'all this morning. I'd just like to bless everyone that call in, and we need to pray, and we need the blessing. You know, my family's in New Orleans and in Shreveport, but I pray for them to be safe, and I pray for all families all over the world to be safe, because God is in charge.
Amen.
Have you any river that seem uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes anything that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction, in spite of all the doctor medicine would do you no good? Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you trouble in your home? Seem like that old enemy just would leave you alone, in spite of all you done all that you know, that you know to do. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this song. God definitely does specialize this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm so blessed, and I'm quite sure that every single one that was able to hear your voice was able to be blessed too. We thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way. And we pray that the Holy Spirit pour back into you all that have left your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time, you all, we're going to take our communion. So if you have your things for communion, let us prepare ourselves to take communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, then when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us, Father, to be able to come to you in prayer. We realize, Father God, that every single body that has breath ought to give praise. So we thank you, Father God, that you gave us breath to give you praise. We realize, Father God, that you had woke us up this morning, hallelujah, and started us on our way. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us Christ Jesus, hallelujah, to die for each and every one of our sins, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that he rose again in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, we come now to in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you so much because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and married and spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it. You said, take, eat, for this is my body, which was broken for you in faith. Amen. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us. We thank you that your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us. It washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus Christ. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from Nazareth. We pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen again. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory be to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're getting prepared for the preach word from Minister Darrell Cormier. So I want you all to stay there. We have one song selection, and the next voice you hear after my voice will be Minister Darrell Cormier bringing the preach word this morning. Grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and prepare yourself to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume, your horse presence feels this way. Come soon. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's prepare to receive the preached word of this Sunday morning. We have a friend, a guest that's with us, a man of God, you know, someone that is so near and dear to us. So I want y'all to help me welcome our friend, our dear friend, Minister Darrell Cormier. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, hallelujah. First I want to say
hallelujah.
I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. He is the Lord, who is the head of my life for this opportunity to speak, to be chosen to speak his word, to be entrusted to deliver message unto his people. To the many. I love you guys. My brothers and sisters of Christ, I love you guys dearly. You guys mean so much to me,
brother.
It's uncanny. It's an uncanny love, an agape love, love unconditionally.
Yes,
so I just want you guys to know that I have the agape love for you guys. To the body of Christ, to the callers all over the world, the callers, the listeners, whatever position, whatever auxiliary you have in your church, I say welcome. I love you. I love you guys with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
The ones that called in to support me, the ones that I sent text messages to who was able to get on, thank you. But most importantly,
Lord,
not only just to support me, but believe enough, I just have enough faith to believe that God is choosing me in his hour to speak boldly with thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let him go. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With that being said, I won't be before you long. Like a great bishop of mine, Bishop Warren in Sacramento, California, she always say that it don't take long for God's word to manifest to bring forth deliverance to somebody. It don't take long for me.
Yes,
don't be here long.
Yeah.
All
right.
Right. If you can, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings chapter number 18.
Amen.
1 Kings 18, verses 36 through 40. And I will be reading out of the New King James Version. 1 Kings 18, verses 36 through 40.
Amen.
Amen. For the listening of the word of God, it says, "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. On the worldwide internet, we have what we know as social media. On social media, we have different avenues of outlets, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, etc. Some kind of way they intertwine with one another. Hear me out. Some people have all the streams of social media, some few, or to some just one, but some way, somehow, we can keep up with what's happening in current events due to social media. I want to focus on what the world know as Instagram. And I don't even have an Instagram. But I know they do these things, what they call a versus. Hallelujah. And on these verses, they take various artists who are compatible with each other in the area of entertainment and put them on a stage, and they perform the greatest hits for the internet world to hear and judge who actually won. And like I said, I don't have Instagram, but I know they had a Bow Wow and a Soulja Boy Monica and whoever, whatever, Brandy, Lil Wayne and Drake, Ron Isaac and whoever, and Keith Sweat and whoever. But the thing is, they intertwine. Well, I said they intertwine, bringing one thing to another, intertwining it from Instagram to Facebook. And you can even go, like, on YouTube and radio talk shows, et cetera, and bring up highlights or even a versus battle to see them for yourself. But in this passage of scripture, the prophet Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a versus because he got tired of God. He, you, and I serve not being worshipped. Sometimes we have to take a stand and say, though it look and sound like a form of godliness, my God is not in it. I say again, sometimes we have to take a stand. It don't matter who it is, who we're standing against. It may be an apostle. It may be a pastor. It may be a family member. But we have to take a stand to say that's not right. It has a form of godliness, but that's not right. Remember, God can do nothing but swear by his own name, and his name is righteousness. No matter what the case may be, no matter what it may appear to look like, it may have a form of godliness, but God isn't in it. Every church that has a form of godliness, God isn't in it. I may be stepping on toes, but how we said today, it is what it is.
My Lord.
People always want to prophesy. That's why the word say, change the spirit by the spirit, because God not in it. It probably be a touchy word and a touchy subject, but God gave me a level of boldness. I'm like Jeremiah. He gave me boldness, and I have boldness. The boldness of a David to speak unto a generation, to speak unto people the righteousness of God. Because we are believers, are held to a higher standard. We want to be that peculiar people, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, when it only comes to receiving a blessing from God. But we need to be that peculiar people, that royal priesthood, that holy generation that stand up for righteousness.
Amen.
Let me pray. Father God, of heaven and all the earth, your word declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells on the inside of it. Father God, I just pray that I just decrease, that you increase in me all the more. Oh God, I can only speak boldly what thus says the Lord. So God, forgive me of anything that I may be harboring on the inside of me that'll keep me locked out of the promises of God and lock me out from hearing your voice clearly. Speak boldly what thus says the Lord. So I place the heaven of salvation right now in the name of Jesus, that no form of destruction can come forth. Anything that come into my mind, let it be blocked out. That this mind which is also in Christ will also be on inside of me to speak boldly. And let your word, oh God, come out of my heart, come from my heart, out of my tongue, oh God. That it can be nothing but your word. Oh God, I may not have the voice of a pastor, the voice of who that they're accustomed to hearing. But God, most importantly, I have the faith to believe that you are God and you are God alone, that you have anointed and upon me for such a time as this. So God, I ask you, I implore you to use me at your disclosure, to use me at your pleasing in this hour to speak to your people. It's not as me, but it's your name that is at stake. So I stand only before your people in an proxy to hear you speak, for I as well need to hear a word from you. So let ears be attentive to hear what's being spoken, and let minds be open to receive and hearts be open, really to harbor in for what's about to take place. So I give you all the honor, all of the praise, and all of the glory now. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I choose the title of the message is Choose you this day verses. Choose you this day verses. Elijah had to take a stand to say, you know what? Enough is enough. You know what? Gather the people. And I would need you guys to gather the prophets of Baal to come on this Mount Carmel. So we're about to have a choose you this day verses. Now let's look at some key points in these verses. I want us to go to 1 Kings 18, 20 to 22.
Amen.
1 Kings 18, 20 to 22. So Ahab sent to the for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. You may feel that God is all-knowing and all-powerful, which he is, actually need us to take a stance for righteousness, to have great pleasure in showing up mighty on our behalf.
Yes.
He wants to do something so mighty in us that he takes great pleasure in that, because if not in us, it's he has to do it because it's his name at stake.
Amen.
That's how powerful he is. But he's not moving because people have lost the same fire that Elijah is calling on, because they're title-driven instead of God-driven.
Amen.
They are title-driven instead of God-driven. The Bible declares that he gave a fivefold ministry: some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists. People don't want to evangelize no more. They want to be prophets. People don't want to pastor no more. They want to be apostles. People don't want to teach the word of God because they want the title versus the work. But God is not necessarily moved by the title. He is moved by the work of ministry. The Bible declares that it's for the edifying of the body, for the work of ministry. Not for the work of a title, but for the work of ministry.
Amen.
I like Stephen, because according to the word of God in Acts 6 and 8, says that Stephen was a man. He was just full of faith and power, done great wonders and miracles among the people, and even unto death, he was asking for forgiveness of his accusers. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you would get a standing encore in heaven. As he was being stoned, he was asking for forgiveness of his accusers, because what his accuser was accusing him, watch this, Stephen was only a man of fire and faith. He was going around doing what the Holy Spirit, the fire, the dunamis fire. When we receive the Holy Spirit, that fire that come upon us, that fire, he was operating in the fire, laying hands on the sick, watching miracles take place, going alone, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the chief apostle Paul, before conversion, saw him, was persecuting the church. He was one of the main people that Saul persecuted, and he took great pleasure in the persecuting and the stoning of Stephen. That Stephen was only doing what the Holy Spirit would allow him to do. That fire bringing forth miracles. Therefore, which Jesus Christ has told us in the Great Commission, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That fire, that's all Stephen was doing. Stephen wasn't worried about no apostleship. Stephen wasn't worried about pastoring. Only thing Stephen was doing was staying in his lane, evangelizing his gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who the world has persecuted, who you guys have persecuted. But I know that the fire that came upon me, that is operating in and through me, that's what's causing healing and miraculous miracles to take place. But what you guys seen with your own eyes, but you chose to accuse me of blasphemy. You have chosen to accuse me, to stone me to death only by doing a good deed for other people.
Jesus.
Not worried about the title, not worried about the process. If you want this fire, I can give you this fire. But I know some apostles that can lay hands on you, and you can receive the same fire, the same Holy Ghost, Arabasia, the same power that I operate in. You can receive it too. But I can't give it to you because that's not my area of expertise. That's not my reign. I'm gonna stay in my lane, but I'm gonna continue to do the work, but I'm gonna send it to the apostles that can give you this fire. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's what God is waiting for. That's what God is waiting for. He's not concerned about no titles. He's not concerned about no apostles. Because to be told, people that operate in these positions, in these titles, don't even have the words to back these titles up. I'm stepping on some toes, but I don't care because I'm operating in the boldness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
It's not your title, it's a coming to your faith.
My Lord.
The word of God says without faith, it's impossible to please God.
My Lord.
Amen.
And if God is for you, who's going to be able to stand against you?
Jesus.
It's not about the title. It's about your faith in God. Everything. If you want to get a move from God, activate your faith. If you want to get a healing from God, activate your faith. If you need a blessing from God, activate your faith. Because it's not about going to God and saying, God, I'm your prophet. I'm the prophet of God. So I deserve a blessing. No, it don't work like that. It's according to your faith. Watch this. In the Bible, it gives an account of a man that is needing a miracle. And sometimes it, God won't even must move because you don't even have enough of faith in yourself to begin to get a move from God. Sometimes that's why connections are so important. Because you want to connect yourself that has a faith conduit from earth to heaven to evoke a move from God even on your behalf. And the Bible declares that there was a paralytic man. He was bedridden, couldn't move, but he had friends. Hallelujah. Thank God for friends. That the Bible declares that a friend is closer than a brother. He had friends that have enough faith to believe that if I can get him, if we can collectively get him into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus, then he can receive the miracle that he actually needs to get up off the sick bed and walk. Hallelujah. But sometimes, hallelujah, your faith will be tested, your faith will be tried, and your faith will be put to the test to see if you will pass the faith test. The Bible declares that it was a standing room only. They couldn't even get in the presence of God. They couldn't even get into the presence where Jesus was teaching. But they said, but there's a will, there's a way. We probably can't get through this door, but we're going to hustle some kind of way. We're going to hustle over this ceiling, over this roof, open up the ceiling, open up the roof, open up whatever the roof was made of. And we're going to horse them down. We're going to horse them down into the presence of God. And the Bible declares that Jesus, not the paralytic man's faith, but according to his friend's faith. He said, according to you guys' faith, he's going to be healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not about faith.
Hallelujah.
It's not about title. It's about faith. It's about your faith in God.
Uh-huh.
Your faith is your versus mechanism. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Your faith is your versus mechanism. Regardless of what the world is doing right now, we're living in a world of COVID. Turn the world upside down. COVID. This COVID-19. Something that they didn't even have technology for. They don't even have
study for, but they have already given it a name, COVID-19. They couldn't get that under wraps. So now it's a different brand, a different strand of it. Now they named it Delta variant. But my word declares that Jesus is the name above all names. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. So I don't care what it may appear to be. I don't care what the government may want us to show or the fear of their covenant to people. Yet we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We operate by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, you're amazing. God, you're amazing. Watch this. Because if our faith, our word tells us that by his stripes we are what? We are healed. So we walk in healing. At the get-go. So I can dictate my life based on the premises of what somebody else, a doctor, has already labeled upon me. Watch this. My body may have all the evidence of cancer. My body type may have all the evidence of high blood pressure. Hallelujah. My body type may have all the evidence of the symptoms for a COVID-19. But my word tells me that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will forever stand, and my word declares that by his stripes I am healed. So regardless of what you say, regardless of what your diagnosis I have already diagnosed me to have, my word already supersedes your diagnosis. I can walk in my healing, though I'm walking physically with these ailments in my body, with the diagnosis, with the paperwork already diagnosing me that, but the sword of the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, tells me that whatever I shall speak, I shall declare, and it shall come to pass. That my faith tells me that I am healed.
Amen.
People of God, you are healed. I don't care what the doctor's reports say. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen.
We're talking about a versus battle. We're talking about versus battle. In verse 23 through 25, it says, therefore, let them give us two bulls and let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, put no fire under it, and I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. I'm in agreement with it. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourselves, and prepare first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. Hallelujah. Like the verses on social media, I'm quite sure they lay down ground rules that both parties agree with. You have to be in a place to where you are fully confident that you're in correct standings with God and the relationship is solid with him. Because like the people in attendance for the verses, it may be a fence straddler. You know, fence straddlers. One way in the faith, another way out the faith. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
And it may be some people in attendance that only you can reach. Watch this. I talk to so many people. And it's not that they have turned away from the faith. It's not that they have lost their relationship with the Lord. They just chose not to deal with church. They just chose not to deal with the church members. They just chose not to deal with the church within itself. They just not choose to deal with self-righteous people. They just not choose to deal with judgmental people. They just not choose to deal with people that look at you one way and people that act a certain type of way in this type of atmosphere, but act this type of way in this different atmosphere. God, she was amazing. They chose not to deal with phony folks. They chose not to deal with what we call some timing people. I can love you this way, but if you act this way, I can't love you. If you act this way, then we can talk. But if you act this type of way, I don't know you. I don't want to deal with you. Like the Pharisee people. Oh, how can Jesus sit with them knowing that they're sinners? Hallelujah. But I love Jesus. His answer was the hospital is not for the well, but it is for the sick. I am the hospital. Hallelujah. I came to bring wellness and healing to the sick. I came to bring healing into the broken heart. I came to bring deliverance to them who need deliverance for. You can keep the same pharisaical, the same Pharisee spirit, the same sad you see spirit because you're sad you see, and you can keep that same spirit because it's people that need a word from the Lord, and it's people that need people like you and myself that probably have a better communication skill to deal with people because they don't want to deal with church people.
My Lord.
I hear you, dude.
Sometimes we just got to be in a position to say, for God I serve, for God I live. Regardless of where you are, in spite of what you do, the Bible declares that we should work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling of the Lord. It's so much comfortable in adversity. Like Joshua said, Joshua made a stand. And he said, y'all can choose to worship all these false gods. Because it is your choice. That's what I love about God. His will is the perfect will. But God is not a God of force. He gives us free will. He gives us choices to make. Joshua gave the children of Israel a choice. He said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. But I'm going to make a choice for me and my family. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But Jesus said in his word, he said, I came to bring division. I came to separate mother-in-law from daughter-in-law, father from son, mother from daughter.
Hallelujah.
It's all about an individual choice. Who you serve, no matter where you are, no matter what condition you are in, salvation is written unto us all. We're all God's people.
Yes.
No matter where you are, if you chose to go out last night and you got drunk, if you chose to go out last night and you got hot, if you chose, watch this, if you chose 30 minutes ago to do whatever, the Bible declared that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
I had to come to terms to grip to be like, no man have a heaven or hell to face me in. That solidified my relationship with the Lord. Because we as people tend to hide things from other people in fear of judgment. But the Lord who sits high and looks low, he sees everything because he's omnipresent and he's all-powerful. My word declares that there's no condemnation to him who is in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh. Amen.
So if you accept the Lord in your heart, there's no condemnation.
Amen.
Jesus already paid the price. In the Old Testament, you had to have a priest to go before God for you. But Jesus Christ has already paid, and his blood has already been placed at the mercy seat. He already shed the blood for the atonement of sin for the world. And I'm saying that God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. And if you get the blood, it's made available unto everybody that's under the sound of my voice on this line. No matter where you are, no matter what position you may feel in, no matter what place you might be in your life, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you right now.
Amen.
And he's saying, come. And he's saying, come unto me. All those who are heavy laden, that I may give you rest. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. So fear not, people of God. So God before you, who shall be able to stand before you? Father, I pray for your people. I pray that I have done you a good justice. Oh God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide on the hearts of your people.
Amen.
On this line. You know what they stand in need of. And oh God,
yes,
I know
Lord.
That you are God. Because your word declares that the Lord is you're everything that we need you to be. Oh God, some may be standing in a point of a healing. Some may be standing in a point of deliverance. Some may be standing in the need of a financial blessing. Some just may be standing in the need of strength. Some may be standing
Amen.
In the need to be encouraged. Oh God, I know that you would meet us right where we need to be met at. Oh God, I pray right now that the hearts of your people be open to receive from you the gift of salvation if it's needed. Oh God, in encouraging words, oh God, a fine pitch and pull in their ears even to hear your voice. For your word declares that the sheep knows the shepherd's voice and no other voice shall they follow. And oh God, some ears may have been clogged up by familiar voices or familiar things that this world may be presented unto us. But God, let us have the ears to hear that small, audible voice of the Lord to steer in the path of righteousness.
Amen.
So God, I thank you for what you have to do in the lives of your people. As I turn this back over to Apostle and Pastor, oh God, I say I thank you and I bless you. And I say continue
Amen.
To have you and your people.
Amen.
All the honor, all of the praise, and all of the glory now. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. The doors of the church are open at this time. With everyone.
Amen. There might be one who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, you realize that you are without Christ Jesus in your life. Well, this is the open invitation. This is the time for you to give your life over to Christ. Jesus Christ is coming again. He is coming again, and he's coming for the church without spot, without room. Will you come today and be a part of the body of Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. The word that went forth, the Holy Spirit was able to move on each and every mind and on each and every heart. So I pray that if you have not been saved, you will press one and allow Apostle Talonique and I, to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing that you can ever do in your life. Hallelujah. So when you press 1, if you never have prayed to press salvation, your desire today is to be saved. Amen. Amen. If someone is in need of prayer, you know, right now, will you press 1? If you have a family member or a friend or someone that's in need of prayer, will you press 1 right now and allow us, you know, to pray with you and pray for you? If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you realize that you're still living a life, you know, of how you used to be, the old man or the old woman, the world tonight, will you press 1? Let us pray with you and let us pray for you. Somebody that's looking for a church home, will you press 1? You know, there is no time, there is no distance in spirit. You know, we thank Minister Durrell, you know, for our preaching this word. But here over here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we would love to be your pastors. We would love to be your apostles. We're just going to love you with a agape kind of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We pray that every single body that have believed and received all that they have came for today, and the Holy Spirit will move on each and every one's life. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, you have Cash App. Those over to Pastor Chantel, Chantell. And if you want to, another means of tithing or offering today, sowing a seed today, you would give us a call at 832-725-8094, and we'll give you another means and able to sow on today. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause us to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we have a chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit gives generous heart. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that it is so and it shall be the other way. Lord, that those that are so on today, oh God, we ask that you multiply them 100 times over. And those that purpose their hearts, oh God, to sow on today, oh God, that you will restore them to your stewardship. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Minister Darrell Camille today, Father God. We ask that you pour back into him every virtue that has left him on Amen. Today. And be able to live with your word, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch him. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can touch, oh God, Amen. Bring in healing and peace to his body, oh God. Lord, you know all that he needs, oh God. Let every need be met. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to your plan and your purpose for his life, Father God. We pray right now in Jesus' name for restoration right now. Divine restoration, divine alignment. Hallelujah. For his life, oh God. Divine position, oh God, so that he may be able to be received from you, Father God, that you appoint to him great and mighty knowledge and wisdom, Father God, shall go forth in your kingdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, to preach the good news, which is the gospel. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. Today's announcement is the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Paul Nico Manning. Today is August 29, 2021. On Mondays, at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. So join us, you all, at 732-434-2510. Again, the number is 732-434-2510. I'm sorry, we changed that to our church line, you all. So you actually call the same number today. I just remember the 854 number, 845-277-9213, which is our church line. We consolidated everything to one line. So the same number you call today, call us at 6 a.m. here for intercessory prayer. I apologize for that. Wednesday is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. On Saturdays, we have our lead teachings, you all, which is at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line as well. Sundays, we have two services at 10 a.m. here that you're on today and 2 p.m. So join us, you all, here at 845-277-9213. If there's anyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of August, happy birthday. Any wedding anniversaries, happy anniversary. May God continue to bless you and keep you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon we pray the favor of God upon your life and mighty great blessings along Heavenly Father. They may be bestowed upon you and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We do want to lift up the Kufi family. We I lost my uncle yesterday, which is my father's only brother, my uncle Bob. So we pray for the peace and the comfort of the Lord for his children, Harley and all that's in the family, us and uncles and nieces and nephews, to have peace and comfort at this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up the Allen family at this time as they buried their mother, sister, friend, cousin, aunt on yesterday. So we pray their peace and comfort. Those that have lost loved ones, you know, whether it's the COVID or whatever it is that they're facing, we pray your comfort and peace on today. Know that God is with you. Amen. There's never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings before we leave today. Hallelujah. Just thanking God once again for the word that went forward. I am so blessed, and I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy, a blaze, a place. Hallelujah. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be a valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone for being here at the 10 a.m. service. I do invite you back to the 2 p.m. service. You know, there will be a word that's going to be delivered. And the word that's going to be delivered at the 2 p.m. service is the secret to a healthy relationship, the secret to a prosperous life. Amen. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Jesus Christ. God the Father Almighty, they love you more. Remember, Satan is defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. You have yourself a wonderful morning. And if you can, you know, do join us again here for 2 p.m. service.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I'm at least I breathe in, yeah. Get that on a great day. But I went ahead.